Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily podcast on the Denver Broncos, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
But this one's for Pat!
That's right. You are Locked On Broncos. We're back in the saddle. Did you miss us? I'm Chad Jensen, publisher of MileHighHuddle.com, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Luke Polglaze, a semi-pro football coach and NFL draft analyst. Luke, what's good? How was your weekend, man?
No complaints here. Got to go to another coaching clinic, which is always fun to see kind of what's fresh and what's new in the field of coaching, and in some cases, what is old and hasn't changed a bit.
Nice. I actually had the opportunity over the weekend, and I was quite surprised by it. My wife rented, Doctor Strange, the Marvel superhero show. And I'm not huge on superhero shows myself, with the exception of I like the Christopher Nolan Batman movies. But I was pleasantly surprised by Doctor Strange. I thought Benedict Cumberbatch was pretty good, kind of a commanding performance. Have you seen that one yet?
I haven't. I actually really like Benedict Cumberbatch as a general rule. I'm not a huge superhero genre person either. I think the person you're going to want for that is Eric Trickle.
Indeed. Superheroes, Star Wars, but at least we all share a brain when it comes to Star Wars. But that's not what this show is about. This show is committed to bringing you a daily podcast that focuses entirely on your Denver Broncos. And we try to check in with you 5 days a week. We're not here to just report the news. We're here to do a deep dive on your favorite team. And what really helps us out is when you retweet the episodes on Twitter and when you share them on Facebook and other social media channels. Check out our work over at MileHighHuddle.com. Killer premium Broncos content, more deep dive type of stuff for the Broncoholics out there. Our premium members get 10% off on tickets, 10% off on Broncos team merchandise through Fanatics, so check that out. Also, don't miss the work Luke's doing over at Inside the Pylon covering the NFL draft. And follow the show on Twitter, at Locked On Broncos. We really need just each listener, just take a second, open up your phone, find at Locked On Broncos, click the follow button because it's very important to us growing the show. And of course, the home of Locked On Broncos is Audio Boom. But make sure you're subscribing on iTunes and Stitcher if you're an Android user, because this is the week of free agency. Things are really going to be lighting up. The rumor mill is going to be churning stuff out. The news is going to be breaking hard and fast, and you're not going to want to miss a single episode. Now, today, let's talk about the latest in the Tony Romo saga. Obviously, this last week, NFL GMs, coaches, scouts, agents, media personalities, they all descended on Indianapolis for the NFL scouting combine, and of course, Mile High Huddle's Nick Kendall was there. He's been cranking out some amazing coverage. Go check it out. And maybe, Luke, I don't know, we'll see how the week shapes up, but perhaps we can get Nick on the show later this week. But more breadcrumbs were dropped on the trail that's connecting Tony Romo to the Denver Broncos, and one of them we touched on in our Friday episode, the Walter Football Report from Charlie Campbell, that basically said that Vance Joseph is the driving force in the Romo courtship, and that if the Broncos were to acquire Romo, Trevor Siemian would be dealt away on the trade market. Now, Luke, I've heard some things. Our friend Eric Trickle has heard some things. One guy, Benjamin Albright, tied Siemian to Buffalo, saying that with Rick Dennison on board, the Bills would be an interested trade partner to acquire the former Northwestern product. And I've also heard that San Francisco could be interested with Kyle Shanahan there running the West Coast offense, along with Washington, depending on what happens with Kirk Cousins, of course. Now, Luke, to me, it makes sense. If the Broncos were to acquire Tony Romo, and that's the way things seem to be lining up, there's really no reason to keep Trevor Siemian. The Broncos would still have their developmental successor to Romo on the roster in Paxton Lynch, and they might even be able to get a fifth or a sixth round pick for Simeon, which would actually be a great return on investment with him being a former seventh round pick and a compensatory selection at that.
Right. Well, that is really the epitome of a successful franchise, is turning those big free agent contracts into compensatory picks, then hitting big on those for either on the field production or something that you can flip for additional value. And that is a huge part of this equation here for Denver. If they're able to trade away Trevor Siemian or Paxton Lynch, I think at this point it would have to be most likely Siemian, and get some kind of value back for that, that's huge for them. They get, you know, additional value for a guy who, you know, two seasons ago when he was a rookie, they didn't really expect that much out of him. Not only that, was he a starter for a year, but they could get some value out of him as well. That's, you know, that's big. As I've said before, Siemian can have a really similar career trajectory to a guy like Matt Cassel, which, you know, no knock on Cassel. He's been an NFL player for over a now, I think. And he does it because he's a very reliable backup. I mean, he just re-upped in Tennessee, I believe. So that's a guy who's been in the NFL long enough. He has the skills to get by for your team. He's never going to like blow the doors off for you, but he's right. Also going to do a very solid job in the meantime.
Yep. And I mean, when he was drafted, talking about Trevor Siemian, again, seventh round pick, compensatory. This was a guy coming off an ACL injury that, frankly, most fans, most analysts, people covering the team, didn't even expect him to make the final roster because the Broncos still had Peyton Manning and of course, Brock Osweiler. But he had such a strong showing in camp and a strong showing in the preseason that the Broncos kept him on the 53, which controlled his destiny. And then he had that 2016 season where he was able to beat out Mark Sanchez, beat out the shiny new first-round pick Paxton Lynch in order to win the starting job. And he finished 2016, even though the Broncos did not make the playoffs, he finished the season with a winning record. And I can understand some out there who would argue that Trevor Siemian was not the reason the Broncos missed the playoffs. In fact, if I were to boil it down to one primary reason why the Broncos missed out on the postseason, I would say it was their deficiencies in the front seven and frankly, their inability to stop the run. If they were able to tweak and fix some of those things down the stretch, and I'm thinking specifically of that Tennessee game, I'm thinking of a couple of the Kansas City games, I'm thinking of the first Oakland game, you know, if they could have controlled the trenches better on defense, who knows how that season could have played out. But now Trevor Siemian coming off shoulder surgery, going into a year where he's not really on solid footing, things could go either way depending on what happens with the Broncos front office. Are they going to get Tony Romo? And you, our listeners, you've heard me argue in the past that even if without Tony Romo, I wouldn't be opposed to the Broncos trading Trevor Siemian just for the sake of giving Paxton Lynch clarity and an open road to, you know, winning the job and securing the leadership and just the perception in the locker room associated with that. But that being said, Luke, I mean, Trevor Siemian is a kid that at this stage, he hasn't quite proven enough to be considered a bona fide, you know, asset to the team. And he's just talented enough that he could garner some interest on the open market, even if that's a fifth or sixth round pick, or even if it were another seventh round pick. The Broncos would take that gladly, I would assume, or I would think, if they had Tony Romo in the bag.
Right. Well, again, you're looking at the quarterback right now, and as it's set to be right now with obviously Tony Romo not on the market yet, you know, who knows if Kirk Cousins may end up on the market, but right now Mike Glennon and Jay Cutler are value for the market. That's not that great of value, all things considered. So for a guy to come out onto the market, you know, like Sin, that's going to be, you know, that's going to have some value for teams. That's just, it's a weak position in free agency. And, you know, quite honestly, it's not that great a position in the draft either this coming year. There's a lot of guys who you can develop, but nobody who's going to really be coming out immediately pro ready, who's going to step in and start from day one. So if you need a quarterback, you're pretty much looking to free agency right now. And it's not super pretty. I mean, you've got guys like Kaepernick is now on the market, but beyond that, it's, you know, Brian Fitzpatrick, Josh McCown, and then you're just into this like never ending litany of veteran backups, the Sanchez's, the Sean Hill, the Matt Schaub's. No, if I'm on the market, I'm looking for a guy like Siemian who can come in, And, you know, be the guy sitting on the bench who I know is I can trust. I'm not going to go out and spend money on, you know, Brian Hoyer, Geno Smith. I'm going to get a guy who has maybe some upside in a day, really have a great arm, but he can go out and, you know, play his way and will his team to a win if he isn't challenged too much vertically.
Well, and bear with us a little bit, folks. We use Skype to track the show typically because we are separated by vast distance, Luke and I, but we just, in the middle of the show, stopped recording and switched over to a different service. So we're hoping that that's going to solve some of the breaking up when Luke was talking. But what we need to do to move on here is talk about another Tony Romo rumor. It actually has to do with his agent, Jimmy Sexton. Now, this is information that was obtained through a source by Mile High Huddle, Eric Trickle. It says that Sexton is formally requesting that the Cowboys release Romo over the next 48 hours, which would allow for him to potentially meet with the Broncos early this week, Tuesday, when the free agent negotiation period officially opens. And then the new league year opens Thursday, which is when the you-know-what's going to hit the fan. Teams can actually go out and officially sign players and free agents. Starting Tuesday, though, they can open negotiations. So, Luke, with that little tidbit of news, Jimmy Sexton officially requesting from the Cowboys Tony Romo's release, do you think Jerry Jones will relent and allow his boy Tony Romo to just leave unencumbered and start that this last chapter of his NFL career free?
Well, I think, you know, if there's one thing about Dallas, it's that there's mixed opinions on them as a franchise. A lot of people like to hate them as a franchise. I will say this. Jerry Jones as an owner is, you know, if he's anything, he's loyal and he's loyal to his guys. So it would not surprise me if he, you know, in recognition of what Romo has done for that proud franchise and for that team, you know, if he lets him go unencumbered, it would be a huge step for both of them. And honestly, it wouldn't shock me to see it happen. I don't think it's necessarily likely. I do think that this is still a business and that they're going to try and get some value back for Romo if they can in some way, because if he is cut, they won't get any kind of compensation back via, you know, a compensatory pick. But I think quite honestly, he's going to do the right thing. I do believe he's in the end going to let him walk if he gets cut.
Well, we have more Tony Romo stuff to talk about, but before we do, let's talk about our new sponsor. Today's episode of Locked On Broncos is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/LO Broncos. Over 180,000 different titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. That's right. For you, the listeners of Locked On Broncos, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. With that free trial, you can listen to a variety of different titles, such as, for example, The Girl on the Train, The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien, Divergent by Veronica Roth, and a multitude of other options. So to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/LO Broncos. Again, that's audibletrial.com/LO Broncos for your free audiobook. And one thing, let me just say, I use Audible daily. I was exposed to this awesome service actually by listening to one of my favorite podcasts. I use it. It's a phenomenal way to consume books if you're a big reader. And even if you're not a big reader, Audible's great because you're able to listen. It's a different way to consume it, especially for long drives and commutes. But, of course, after you listen to your daily Locked On Broncos. Now, Luke, another report that we need to talk about Tony Romo that broke over the weekend. This is a source. The source comes from Mike Kliss of 9 News. He originally wrote that the Broncos would be willing to pay Tony Romo somewhere in the range of $10 to $12 million. Now, this was recapitulated by the previously mentioned Benjamin Albright, a Denver area radio host. Seems to really be in the know on certain things. He's broken a lot of stories. He tweeted the following, Benjamin Albright: "As for Romo, the Broncos won't trade for him. They'd be willing to acquire him as a free agent in the $10 to $12 million per year range, plus incentives." Now, this tweet by Albright was followed up by a Dallas area beat writer named Clarence Hill, who retweeted Albright's tweet with the following comment: "Romo would take that deal." So here we have a Dallas beat writer who presumably has some insight into what Tony Romo's looking for, confirming that Romo would take that deal. Now, Luke, here's the quandary. In a perfect world, even $12 million per year, I think, would be a bargain for Tony Romo, for a guy with his skill set and ability. But here's the caveat. He's an injury case. The Broncos can't count on him to go the distance. So with that in mind, doesn't it kind of temper Romo's value in Denver? I mean, maybe closer to the $10 million mark, and it would have to be structured, I would think, in a way that protects the Broncos with incentives, with escalators built in, a la Peyton Manning's final year in Denver when the Broncos won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, Albright seems to be hitting the mark pretty closely on a lot of these kind of situations. So when it comes to his word, I am very inclined to listen to what he's saying. I do think that Denver has to be smart about this contract. They have to use it in a way that's efficient for them, because if you're going to bring in a quarterback with that kind of money, you also got to make sure that your other guys are going to get the pay that they deserve, because otherwise you're going to end up with a quarterback and no pieces around them. Which, you know, we've seen, I think, most notably in the Chicago, where you've got a guy like Cutler and then not that many pieces around him. So you got to strike that balance. It's crucial to strike the balance that you can have those incentives and those escalators with a high enough floor pay to get the guy to sign, but at the same time say, hey, you know, we want to put a great team around you. We think you can bring a lot to this franchise, but, you know, we want you to take a little bit less than maybe you'd get on the open market. Just so we can kind of build this team around you. You've seen what we've been able to do as a talent evaluating franchise.
Yep.
Let us do our job and to help you do yours.
And you've seen what we've been able to do in the past with a similar player at a similar age, stepping into his second team, and the success that we've had with Peyton Manning. And I think Tony Romo is at a point really where, you know, he wants to be recognized financially for the player that he is. But at the same time, you know, this is a guy who spent 2016 on the bench for most of the year after recovering from a significant injury. He understands his value is diminished somewhat. And you flip that coin, and I think you're absolutely right, Luke. I mean, this is a guy who has never, I mean, he's got, what, two or three playoff appearances in a very storied career. And you put a Super Bowl title, you give this guy a ring, and what does that do for his resume? I think that takes him from a fringe Hall of Fame caliber type of player, which he is now. Honestly, I don't see Tony Romo, if he were to retire tomorrow, I don't see him ever making the Hall of Fame. His numbers, if you just look at him statistically and his wins, I think would put him in that conversation. But so much of what the Hall determines for membership is based on postseason. And Romo, if anything on his resume is lacking, it is production in the postseason. So you put a Super Bowl championship on his resume, Luke, I think all of a sudden that's a guy who becomes like legitimately in the conversation for Hall of Fame when he retires, you know, 6 years after he retires. And I think he recognizes that, and he's at a point where he's willing to take some steps backward financially. Yes, I understand you're concerned about my injury history. You know, throw in some incentives there, make me comfortable that the team's believing in me and investing in me, as you said, with a base floor salary that gets me to sign, and let me earn the rest. Let me earn the rest. And I understand, too, that, you know, you need capital to build a team around you and put the pieces in place for us to compete in January.
Right. Well, you know, injuries aside, I think we can all agree that the injuries and, you know, lack of postseason success have really kind of hampered his all-time great resume for whatever that's worth. You have to look at what he's done. I mean, he is 29th in career passing yards, 21st in career passing TDs, I believe fourth in career passer rating. So he's on a lot of the all-time lists right where you look to see them. A lot of people get down on him. Sure, he's only made four Pro Bowl teams. I don't believe he's ever been first-team All-Pro. But scrubs don't start 127 NFL games. They don't. Mm-hmm. And he's no scrub.
You know, really, this is a guy, I think, Broncos fans, the bottom line is this. The Broncos are closing in on Tony Romo. And the steps are being taken at this point on the other side with Romo and his agent to formally request a release. so that he can be freed up to get the deal done with Denver. And I would be shocked, let me put it this way, I would be shocked if a week from now when we're talking next Monday that Tony Romo is not the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos. But I think that'll do it for today, Luke. You got anything else?
Nope, that would be it for me.
Well, be sure to follow the show at Locked On Broncos on Twitter. Find Luke on Twitter at Luke Polglaze, myself at Chad N. Jensen. We love hearing from you, so hit us up. Check out the other killer podcasts on the network, especially right now, Locked On NFL Draft, Locked On NFL with Free Agency this week. And don't forget to subscribe, y'all. For Luke, I'm Chad. We'll talk to you tomorrow.